Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, midweek anyway. It's Wednesday. More storms coming a little bit later today and in the overnight. I guess the thunderstorms. Have you guys ever heard of gorilla hail? That's what they were referring to, hail heading in our direction yesterday.
They always have new verbiage, though, right? Rain-wrapped.
Yeah, that was a new one a while ago. And then now gorilla. Wow.
Polar vortex.
Yeah.
Do you think that they get together like some like annual convention?
They must.
Meteorologists, and are like, we need a new thing, guys.
Gorilla.
So what
hail.
Is gorilla hail?
Apparently it's hail that's very big. You know, instead of saying softball, you know, stuff like that, they just call it gorilla hail.
You know who's throwing it out there? One of the storm chasers.
Oh, is that where that came from? Okay.
Reed Timmer.
Reed.
Saying gorilla hail. Remember, some of those storm chasers were in Omaha on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
With their tanks.
Yeah, those things are crazy. They're designed like that so wind can't get underneath them, right? They look like they're okay.
Yeah, they're low.
Yeah, they're super low.
It can completely drop to the pavement. So no wheels are exposed. There's nothing underneath it.
So it can't get pushed.
Looks like
up,
those old monitor and the Merrimack. Remember those Civil War battleships?
Yeah.
Crazy, but one of those suckers was in town. The Destructor. It's called the Dominator.
The Dominator.
Oh, it's called the Dominator.
The Dominator.
You're like, okay, are we still talking about a car?
But think about that. When you see that in your town, you're like, uh-oh.
They They know where to go.
Always know. Those storm chasers were following those tornadoes live on all the channels.
And remember, Jeff, our weather guys, they reported this storm coming a week before. So, and I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, God, you guys really are pretty damn good at your job, because you were predicting tornadoes.
Yeah.
A week ago.
They pretty much nailed yesterday's weather. The rain showed up on time when they said.
I didn't get
see
any.
How obsessed we are with weather now. This is what happens after a tornado hits your town, though.
Right? I pay attention closer now, even all the way down to the verbiage of gorilla hail. I was
when
like,
is
what?
That coming?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. It just sounds terrible.
I didn't have any at the house, not gorilla hail, like they described it, but I did get hail on Friday.
I think in Omaha, we're fine. All the weather today, I think, stays south of us.
Okay. All right. God, I hope. I hope.
But I'm not a storm chaser.
Or a weather guy.
You're just an armchair storm chaser?
You're the Dominator.
I don't own a Dominator.
All right, we got what's trending coming up in a few minutes. Molly, what's going on?
So marijuana could be seeing some reclassification.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that next. Big Party
Show! The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So the Drug Enforcement Administration is going to make a move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Right now, it's like what they call like a Schedule 1.
And it'll probably affect so people don't get in trouble, right?
Yes.
Well, so this is just as far as medical use. This doesn't extend to outright recreational use just yet, but this is basically like groundbreaking, moving the way. This is biggest move that they've made in like 50 years.
Yeah, because I saw Biden said he doesn't think people should go to jail because they're smoking marijuana, you know.
It'd be like scheduling beer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it's, and then taxes, they'll be able to, you know, it'd be benefiting the, you know, taxes and all that stuff.
Well, so right now it's considered a Schedule 1 drug, same as like heroin or ecstasy. And I think, I mean, we've all come a long way to realize that like weed is not in that.
Where do they want to put it then?
It'll be a Schedule 3. It'd be similar to like Tylenol with codeine.
Okay.
I mean, it's still.
Schedule 1 is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
they come
the stuff
with laws and restrictions and.
Yes.
There would be a, you know, how they refer to stuff as over the counter.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to go talk to the pharmacist to get Tylenol.
Okay.
So this would be, they just, like, made the announcement sort of like they released something yesterday and then it's got to go to the White House for review, but it would recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge that it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. Which
I wonder how many crazy drugs you could find at your corner Walgreens.
Right.
You know?
That's the first thing you do when the world comes to an end.
Well, they always put that in the movie, right?
Yeah,
the drug addicts go raid the...
Yeah, raid the drug stores.
Yeah, like they like walk past all the, you know, other stuff and they go right to the lockbox.
The stuff that's locked up, yeah.
Well, in every movie, it's the drug addicts battling the dad who's just trying to get medication for his baby.
My kids get diabetes and I need... They're like, listen, you can have the insulin, but you cannot have any of the good stuff.
The desperate dad at the end of the world Walgreens.
Help me.
And they always all know where to look. Like, how would you, any of you... You'd be in there for 2 hours trying to find where the insulin is.
I wouldn't have any idea.
I'd be there for days before I can find anything. I mean... Google's not going to work, so yeah.
It is kind of crazy when you look at this list of Schedule I drugs that, like, I mean, where we've come in life where cannabis would be included. I mean, when you're talking about things like, you know, meth.
Yeah.
Bath salts.
Really, really, really bad stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, huh, maybe not.
So, well, and when you dig into the history of, like, how some of them that we recognize are obviously bad, you know, bad, quote-unquote bad, Schedule I-ers. How one time they weren't. They weren't Schedule I.
No,
right?
they made the list.
You know,
number one.
So I'm curious to know what this will do for state by state. Because
one of
the things that we've been petitioning for in Nebraska, they've been going out and trying to get signatures, is to change the laws as far as medical use of cannabis. And I'm wondering if with the reclassification and if the White House signs off on it, if that'll open the door a little bit more for stuff like that for you.
We'll see.
Which of the other Schedule I drugs do you wish you could put on your menu?
My menu?
Yeah.
So
we're taking
marijuana. I don't
know
what's on it.
We're putting marijuana on the plate.
Read it down and I'll say yes or no.
Heroin?
No.
LSD?
No.
Mescaline?
No.
Ecstasy?
Yes.
GHB?
No.
What's GHB? I don't even know if I know what that is.
I think that's like the date rape stuff. Molly, I think it's bad stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Ecstasy,
yeah.
Psilocybin is mushrooms.
I think that should be taken off, too.
Spice, K2.
Synthetic marijuana.
Spice. No, I don't want that stuff.
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes, man?
Cat is what they chew on in other countries. Cathinone, caffeine. I don't think it's very
popular
here.
Is that those like the leaves that you see them chewing?
Yeah, they can chew on them. You're whacked out of your mind. In other countries, they chew on it. They chew on cat. That's Schedule I over here. And bath salts.
Bath salts is like so scary to me.
So cocaine isn't on Schedule I? I thought that
it's not on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just I saw that and I didn't see
cocaine.
I mean, it's certainly illegal.
Yes. I mean,
I don't even know what half of that stuff does to you. I mean, is LSD like a hallucinogen?
Yeah.
LSD. Okay. Cocaine is Schedule II. Isn't that
it's
funny?
It's Schedule II. With what else?
What about fentanyl? Fentanyl must be Schedule II because it's not on the Schedule I list, which to me, how is marijuana Schedule I and something like cocaine Schedule II?
Because marijuana is probably put on there way earlier.
I always thought that they were, it basically got a bad rap.
It did.
They called it the gateway drug.
Really,
and that's
needed
why.
A PR campaign.
Mm-hmm. We needed more people running around with a big marijuana leaf on their hat.
They thought, it got called the gateway.
Like, yes. How crazy is this? So this is just for clarification. Marijuana is considered Schedule I, the most restricted, right? Schedule II, Vicodin, meth, cocaine, Oxy, and Adderall.
Vicodin? Okay.
Yes. And I'm like, okay,
that's
so odd. I don't understand how, I mean, yeah, marijuana did not have a very good PR campaign if it's more restricted than cocaine and meth. You're like, I think we could all say that meth is pretty bad.
It's probably the pharmaceutical, you know.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Has a lot to do with it. Like, what if this can be used as medicine?
So with it being moved to Schedule III, it would be, it's considered moderate potential for abuse.
Okay.
Acceptable in medicinal qualities, and a doctor's prescription would be required.
So this
it's
is
along
for
the same
medicinal.
Lines as like steroids. If you got like testosterone, ketamine, that kind of stuff, that's all Schedule 3.
And ketamine, again, is...
Ketamine's the feel-good. That's the stuff that they...
Special K.
Okay.
So you remember...
It was a club drug.
Matthew
now
Perry.
It was a club drug, but now they're saying it's good for therapy.
Okay.
Yeah, Matthew Perry had a bunch of ketamine in his...
Ah, that's right. That's
if
right.
If you have too much, and then what it does to your like neurological system when
that's
you have
right.
too much
I have
much
a buddy that's doing that... I don't know, procedure or whatever. Where
the ketamine treatments?
Yeah, treatments, and she suffers from, like, depression and stuff like that.
How is she, what is her type
I think
been?
She's fine now.
That's how they're using, remember, Seal Asylum. They're trying to use that as therapy for people who are depressed.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll pick this back up. We got to take a quick break. Hang on. Channel 94.1, there's our jelly roll.
Meow. Little Qatar at the end.
I love it.
I wonder how his journey's going, his weight loss journey. Remember, he was training to get, I think he lost like 70 pounds.
Wasn't he
going to
do
like
a run or something?
Was like a 5K run. He was prepping for that. And then also he was, you know, fat shamed, I guess. And that's what his wife said. That's why he jumped off social media. But I wonder. He's changing his ways. Old jelly roll with the Qatar. Yeah, the skinny jelly roll. You should just go on Ozempic. Maybe that's what he's doing.
That might be his cover.
Well, I mean, it's obviously not healthy to be that large.
I mean, he's trying to lose a ton of weight.
Yeah.
He's already come down a bunch, but I think
he would qualify. I mean, that's one of the things is that, you know, if he went to his doctor, they would say, like, you obviously meet the, you know, physical qualifications. It's just a matter of whether or not, you know, with heart and stuff, like whatever other stuff he's got going on. But I mean, if you're just going by BMI.
Well, I think
I saw that Jillian Michaels, the gal who used to do The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
She's pretty anti Ozempic. And she's saying that there's a hole in the boat that people are forgetting that a lot of these people have depression. They've got issues that aren't going to be addressed by just you're eating your feelings.
Okay.
The reasons why some people got so big. I mean, obviously, we know that a lot of people have diabetes and stuff, but, you know, we're all also emotionally banged up. It's like why we do drugs all the time.
So if you're an emotional eater, then that, yes. I mean, this is something where it's not going to...
So what...
She was saying get a therapist. Some people also, we could all use some therapy. Saying that there's only so many days. It's a pretty big number, but it's like, I don't know, 300 days or something where people tap out, where the Ozempic stops having...
The effect. Oh, I didn't know this.
And she was projecting, like, who's going to be holding your hand then? Because you'll still have that issue that you didn't address.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
And will you run back to?
So it's only like a 300-day deal on that? I didn't know that.
I'm paraphrasing.
It's still pretty new. I mean, I think they're all learning about it in real time.
Okay. The gist of what she was saying. But I'm like, I don't know, are you speaking for the old school health industry, which I'm sure this would be a big threat?
Yes.
Jillian Michaels comes from The Biggest Loser, which is you just got to work out.
Mm-hmm. But if you
exercise
noticed-
a little bit and eat right, that's all you got to do. And so she's going to hate the it's in a pill.
Absolutely.
But they keep
their own
saying
livelihood.
That it's not that isn't what is real, that you do need to work out and you do need to be mindful about your nutrition, even if you are taking one of these.
Well, you should. I mean, the thing is, from what I understand, is that you don't have any cravings of anything that's bad. Fast food makes you sick, all that stuff. You just have no cravings. So, you know, that's less food that's going to go into you.
What's it doing to your mental state?
God, I don't know.
Will Jelly Roll still be writing great songs, or will he become a boring, skinny guy?
I hope he still keeps writing great songs.
I like Jelly Roll the way he is. So, all right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. What's up, Molly?
So there could be new requirements coming for cars to automatically brake.